Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. At the end of our last lesson, we were concluding a Sunday school lesson on the prophet Ezekiel. And I see on the very last page, there's these two little poems attributed to Emerson that I would like to read to you at this time. And it says this: daily living seemeth weary to the one who never works. Duty always seemeth dreary to the one who duty shirks. Only after hardest striving cometh sweet and perfect rest. Life is found to be worth living to the one who does his best. And then this: and ye shall succor men. 'Tis nobleness to serve. Help them who cannot help again. Beware from right to swerve. Now, with that bringing an end to that Sunday school lesson, I want to today to go to our special feature, which is to read from the Rock Cliff Review. I'm the preacher of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. My name is Bill Boyd. And on the first Sunday of every month, the first Sunday morning, I try to preach from one of the Psalms. Now, that's not a hard, fast rule, but I usually do that. And this was a particular Sunday morning in which I preached from the 35th Psalm. And I want to go over with what we have in the Rock Cliff Review about that psalm, and I'll be reading that psalm to you. You may want to turn to the 35th psalm. The title of the lesson is Fight Against Them That Fight Against Me, which would seem somewhat of an odd prayer to find in the Bible. But let's discuss that. The inscription identifies the 35th psalm as being a psalm of David. Structurally, the psalm consists of three cycles of prayer and praise. Let me read those three cycles to you. The first is found in Psalm 35, verses 1 through 10. It begins, "Strive thou, O Jehovah, with them that strive with me. Fight thou against them that fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that pursue me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be put to shame, and brought to dishonor that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and confounded that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and the angel of Jehovah driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery, and the angel of Jehovah pursuing them. For without cause they have hid from me their net in a pit. Without cause they have digged a pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. With destruction let him fall therein, and my soul shall be joyful in Jehovah. It shall rejoice in his salvation." And this praise: "All my bones shall say, Jehovah, who is like unto thee, who delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that robbeth him." And then this next cycle of a prayer and praise, beginning in verse 11 and going through verse 18 of the 35th Psalm. "Uprightness, witness, rise up. They ask of me that I know not. They reward me evil for good to the bereaving of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though it had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down mourning as one that bewaileth his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. The abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. Like the profane mockers in feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions, and then this praise. And I will give thee thanks in the great assembly. I will praise thee among much people. And then this third cycle, beginning in Psalm 35:19 of prayer and praise. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful words against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me. They say, Ah, ah, our eye hath seen it. Thou hast seen it, O Jehovah. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to the justice due unto me, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Jehovah my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be put to shame and confounded together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Jehovah be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And then it ends with this praise, And my tongue shall talk of thy righteousness, and of thy praise all the day long. The praise in the psalm goes from the bones in verse 10 to the tongue in verse 28. David is praying that God would rise up against his enemies. This is an imprecatory psalm. That is, it is a psalm invoking curses. Consider the nature of David's enemies. They strive with me, verse 1, and fight against me, verse 1, and persecute me, verse 3, and seek after my soul, verse 4, and devise my hurt, verse 4, and set their traps, verse 7, and bear false witness, verse 11, and rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul, verse 12. In my adversity they rejoiced, verse 15. They gathered themselves together against me, verse 15. They did tear and cease not, verse 15. They were hypocritical mockers, verse 16. They gnashed upon with their teeth, verse 16. They wrongfully rejoiced over me, verse 19. They hated me without cause, verse 19. They devised deceitful matters, verse 20. They opened their mouth wide against me, verse 21. They would have swallowed him up, verse 25. They rejoiced at my hurt, verse 26. And they magnify themselves against me in verse 26. This explains the nature of David's prayer. Fight against them, verse 1. Draw also out the spear and stop the way against them, verse 2. Let them be confounded and put to shame, verse 4. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion, verse 4. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them, verse 5. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them, verse 6. Let destruction come on him unawares, verse 8. Let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall, verse 8. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together, verse 26. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, verse 26. On the surface, this might appear to be inconsistent with New Testament teachings. Did not Jesus say, Love your enemies? Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, Matthew 5 and verse 44. Did not Paul write, Recompense to no man evil for evil? Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:17-21. However, this is not all the New Testament says. Consider 2 Timothy 4:14, where Paul writes, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Or in Acts 23:3, where he said, Paul, after he had been charged to be smitten in the face, said, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. Consider what he wrote in 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. That means let him be cut off from God when God comes again. In 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we read, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And in Revelation 6:10, we read about those who cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood upon them that dwell on the earth? The Bible is not contradicting itself. We must keep all things in context. The apparent imprecatory nature of some of the Psalms does not give us permission to set aside any of our Lord's teachings. On one hand, the Bible is talking about hatred, bitterness, and personal revenge. On the other hand, it is talking about justice, the prevention of evil, the protection from evil, the vindication of the right, and the exposure of the wrong. If you will allow me to use some so-called dynamic equivalents, David is not praying, let me get even with them, but rather, I'm putting this into God's just hands. Look again at Romans 12:19, where it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Knowing that God will avenge wrong makes it easier for us to be gracious who would be our enemies. Well, that was the sermon that Sunday morning at the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. I read from the Rockcliff Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. What we are doing in this radio Bible school is giving voice again to a preacher from the past by the name of E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday School Lessons. And we've come to a Sunday School lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of June 15, 1924, and it's about the return and rebuilding of the temple. We're in section 3 of this history of Israel, about the restoration of Judah, and these last 5 lessons that E.A. Elam had written in this Sunday school book embrace the history and downfall of Judah, and the next 2 teach the return of Judah to Jerusalem and the restoration of the worship of God as it is written. And so we have a lesson on the return and the rebuilding of the temple that is going to come from the book of Ezra, chapter 3 and chapter 6. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Isaiah 40:1. I'd invite you at this time to turn to the book of Ezekiel and Mark chapter 3, and when we return to this broadcast, we'll begin that Sunday school lesson. And as always, I hope you'll come by and visit us at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe.